This is the John Gibson Morning Digestion, headlines and my take on the news starting now. Hey, everybody, it is June 11th, and it is Morning Digestion. So in the news, this Mexico deal, you know, Trump has had been having a fit over criticism about it. The Washington Post had to swallow its pride and admit this morning, yep, the Mexico deal was a breakthrough, no doubt about it. Went through all of the details of it about putting troops on the border, Mexican troops on their border with Guatemala, turning back these so-called refugees who were passing through Mexico and so forth. So the Post says, yeah, Trump's right about this. The New York Times, on the other hand, says he thinks he beat Mexico, and now he's juiced up to beat China. This is a problem. You know, leave it to the Times to always find something to criticize, even in a win. Washington Post, China says it will starve the U.S. of rare earth in this trade dispute. But that could backfire because it's causing American mining operations to look for the stuff here. And in at least in one place on the border of California and Nevada, they found it. Rare earths, by the way, are used in cell phones and wind turbines and all kinds of things that I guess we've come to depend on. Politico says Trump will weaponize impeachment by doing his usual insult, attack, never give an inch. And that's probably true. Politics. Politico says Pelosi and Nadler clash over impeachment. Wall Street Journal, Trump headed to Iowa today, where tariffs have hurt farmers. But, you know, I guess he still has some advantages in Iowa. And Joe Biden's in Iowa as well. Having skipped the big Democrat show over the weekend, and he plans to attack Trump relentlessly. I saw a headline that says he plans to attack Trump 76 times. I guess that's in honor of his 76-year age. Okay, so yesterday, John Dean was scheduled to testify at 2 p.m. Eastern before Jerry Nadler's committee in Washington. And he did, but the cable news operations didn't pay any attention to it because that helicopter crashed in New York, and they were all on helicopter crash duty. But today there's some coverage of what happened, and I guess you can see it on C-SPAN. John Dean says Trump is worse than Watergate. Now, he has said that about Bill Clinton, I think, and George W. Bush. New York Times, the divided states of America, all but one state legislature is controlled by one party. In every state in the country, it's either all Democrat or all Republican, except for Minnesota. And what the Times is saying, it's an interesting piece, an interesting take, is that this represents the way that the country is really divided on very partisan lines. New York Times says Arizona is up for grabs. It's not the reliably conservative state anymore. Breitbart, desperate Beto, elect me and I'll prosecute Trump. That's sort of a winner on the left if the candidate himself wasn't such a turkey. Tech, large and small companies are hurrying to regulators to control big tech, Google, Facebook, etc. That's in the New York Times. The Washington Post is reporting Facebook's Zuckerberg reached out to Nancy, and she has not called back. She is icing him out. She is pissed at Facebook over that drunk thing. That video they wouldn't take down, which was a fake video making her sound drunk. Also at the Washington Post, new tech at Stanford makes it possible for anybody to say anything you'd like them to say. This is why you hardly ever can trust videos anymore. The capacity exists for, you can make anybody, you can make Barack Obama say, I love Donald Trump. I am not in favor of this, obviously, but it just shows that you just can't trust what you see anymore, because new editing techniques make it possible to, I mean, this is kind of complicated, but what it's doing is it's using artificial intelligence to go find the words a person spoke somewhere that you want them to say in a certain piece of video and then put that in there. And it's possible. It can be done. Wall Street Journal, Amazon defeated by Grubhub and Uber Eats. Amazon has left the food delivery business. Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal doesn't like the Gibson chat app, Discord. It says teenagers are on there saying terrible things. Yeah, well, they're saying terrible things on the Gibson chat too, I can promise you. That's Discord. Look for the Gibson chat. New York Post, New York City's rich millennials are fleeing the city, mostly going to the West Coast. But they're leaving. And by the way, to describe a rich millennial as, you know, the millennial age group, but somebody making $100,000 or more. Social justice warrior. Netflix Central Park 5 story is bullshit, says Linda Fairstein. She was the prosecutor. This is a column in the Wall Street Journal. Netflix Central Park 5 story says, you know, these Central Park 5 guys were convicted of beating and raping this white woman who was jogging in Central Park. And it turns out that, yeah, the person who actually penetrated her and ejaculated in her was not one of the Central Park 5. But she and others are now pointing out these kids were out, you know, to beat and rob anybody, any white person they could find in Central Park at the time. And that part has never been disproved. And Netflix may be doing a big disservice to, you know, race relations here by painting these kids as innocent when they were not. Dianne Feinstein in the LA Times calls for races at Santa Anita to be suspended immediately. 29 horses have died in this racing season since January. It's kind of a lot. Breitbart, New York Times, halts all political cartoons in its international editions because anti-Semitism. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. This is nuts. I mean, it's completely crazy, but 5 NBC stars will moderate the first Democratic debate. 5. They include Chuck Todd, Savannah Guthrie, who else is there? Oh, Lester Holt. I forget when, and then Jose Diaz-Balart. 5 will moderate the first Democratic debate in Miami. It's going to be a mess. The Washington Post, don't think you can do history unless you're a trained historian. The examples cited are Cokie Roberts and Naomi Wolf, who made big historical mistakes recently in their public statements. Naomi Wolf in her book, and Cokie Roberts on NPR. And, you know, just because you can look something up on Google doesn't mean you're a historian. New York Times, Universal Studios fire. This was 2007 or 8, something like that. There was a big fire at Universal Studios. It burned up the vault. And in the vault was literally everybody's music. Universal Studio had, you know, conglomerated so many music labels, and they had all the masters in there, and all the masters are burned up, gone. I mean, this is the list of musicians whose hits, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Elton John, destroyed in that fire, the masters. And that just means that In future reissues, they're going to have to use stuff that's already out there, which is at least one generation down in quality. Washington Post, sex scenes disappearing from the movies. Are you happy now, Miss Hashtag Me Too? This talks about at the Cannes Film Festival, there's always, you know, sex galore from Europeans and independents, but when it comes to name brand movies in the U.S., virtually no sex scenes at all. Wall Street Journal, Kim Jong-un's half-brother, the murdered one, he was a CIA source. That explains a lot, doesn't it? Okay, so these two stories are both in the San Francisco Chronicle. You know, you hear me talk about this a lot, and it's kind of one of my favorite subjects because San Francisco is the city of my youth and my early middle age. Just a great, great place until millennial tech bros came along and ruined it. So there's one piece in the Chronicle, San Francisco is not rotting from millennial tech bros, says Chronicle writer. It's got deep soul, and just because legacy businesses are closing left and right doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the city. And just because there's feces piled up on the sidewalks that you have to sidestep when you go for a walk, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the city. In the same paper, San Francisco Chronicle writer Carl Nolte, who's been around forever. I mean, he was kind of a veteran when I was on the streets of San Francisco, and that was 79 to 92. As much as I'm sort of paraphrasing what he says, but he kind of says, "Hey, dipshit." All right, he didn't say that. I say this. He says San Francisco is a mess, and everybody knows it. And he lists the ways in which it is a mess. So both these things in the same paper. Hello, Chronicle, I'd like you to make up your mind. Okay, Big Papi, David Ortiz, shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic. Nobody really knows why. May have been a hitman. He may have been having an affair with somebody's wife. He's flown to Boston for medical care from the Dominican Republic. And he's probably going to be fine. But you know, there's a video of him getting shot. Guy walks up to him in the bar and shoots him in the back. That is your morning digestion. It's a day that I would love to see a few more emails. And I would love to see an email at host@johngibson.com. And be sure to call up and leave a voicemail at the bitch box. 1-859 J Gibson. Callers get in the afternoon podcast, and emailers get in the afternoon podcast too. And go to johngibson.com. The morning digestion is free. The afternoon podcast costs you $3.50 a month. $3.50 a month. Hey, cheapskate, that's nothing. Go subscribe. There's really no excuse anymore. All right, I'll see you this afternoon.